Recognizing a threat to the very existence of Venice, Colonel Gray established a Venice Committee within his International Fund for Monuments. As the salvage operations in Florence were being completed, Gray enlisted the head of the Committee to Rescue Italian Art, Professor John McAndrew, to be the Venice Committee's chairman. McAndrew, an architectural historian, was about to retire from his teaching position at Wellesley College. In an active and varied life, he had served as the architectural curator at New York's Museum of Modern Art after a World War II assignment in Mexico as the State Department's coordinator of Inter-American Affairs. He was an expert on Frank Lloyd Wright and Alvar Aalto, and had written frequently for scholarly journals. In the 1970s, McAndrew recruited a group of intellectuals and art patrons for the Venice Committee. Among them, the Renaissance scholar Sidney J. Freeburg, chairman of Harvard's Department of Fine Arts, Rollin Bomp Hadley, director of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, the Swiss art collector Walter Barais, and Gladys Delmas, an American philanthropist with a special interest in Venice. At the same time, similar organizations devoted to aiding Venice were being formed in other countries. In Britain, it was Venice in Peril. In France, the Comité Français pour la Sauvegarde de Venise. In Sweden, Pro Venezia. Eventually, there came to be 33 such private, non-profit committees. The work of all these organizations was coordinated by a liaison office run by UNESCO, called the Association of Private Committees. In its first 4 years, the Venice Committee initiated more than a dozen important cleaning and restoration projects, starting with the elaborately ornate facade of Ca d'Oro, a Gothic palace on the Grand Canal. To show their gratitude for the good works of the Venice Committee, the Venetian aristocrats did something extraordinary. Extraordinary, that is, for Venetians. They invited the Americans into their palaces for cocktails. This seemingly modest gesture marked a social revolution in Venice. Traditionally, Venetians invited no one into their homes but family and close friends. It was a virtual taboo to extend invitations beyond that close circle. This new hospitality was a measure of the high regard Venetians had for the Venice Committee. It was also the first of what would become increasing opportunities to gain entry to the magnificent inner sanctums that common tourists would never see. Before long, however, a clash of personalities developed between the rough-hewn Colonel Gray and the highly sophisticated members of the Venice Committee. Gray was a no-nonsense man of action who possessed great charm but lacked social polish. He was an electrical engineer, a paratrooper who had made 100 drops over Italy during the war, but he had no background in art. He used foul language when it suited him, and would tell off-color jokes at inopportune moments. McAndrew, Hadley, and Barais were embarrassed by Gray, and began to shy away from him. Gray, in turn, viewed them as a pack of dilettante socialites who attended parties on the Grand Canal and drank Prosecco. When the Venice Committee proposed holding a fundraising party in Boston, Gray rejected the idea as a waste of time. "If you want to raise money," he said, "all you had to do was sit on the terrace of the Gritti Hotel at 5 o'clock, drink vodka, and talk to the rich people at the next table. And by the time you got up to leave, you had their check for $10,000 in your pocket, earmarked for the Venice Committee." He had done it himself more than once. In the opinion of the Venice Committee members, Colonel Gray was simply not their sort. Relations between them became increasingly hostile. Bomp Hadley detested Gray and was barely on speaking terms with him. Finally, McAndrew suggested to Gray in 1971 that the Venice Committee detach itself from the International Fund for Monuments and become an independent organization devoted solely to saving the art and architecture of Venice. Gray did not object. "Why don't you call it Save Venice?" he said.